JP Morgan Goldman Lead 40-firm Wall Street tokenized asset trial. Nearly 40 financial firms, including JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Invesco, and Citadel Securities, are running a live trial of tokenized assets across blockchain networks. According to a Bloomberg report shared by Cointelegraph on August 13, 2026, the group is testing whether real securities can be issued, traded, and settled on distributed ledgers under conditions close to production rather than in an isolated sandbox. The names carry weight because of what each one does. JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs sit at the center of institutional trading and custody. Invesco manages trillions in funds. Citadel Securities is one of the largest market makers in U.S. equities. When these firms commit engineering time to a shared test rather than a conference panel, the question shifts from whether tokenization works to whether the existing rails can be replaced without breaking anything. The trial moves past the pilot deck phase. Most tokenization news over the past 2 years has been a single bank announcing a single tokenized fund, often with a press release and little follow-through. A coordinated trial with close to 40 participants is a different signal. It means firms that normally compete are agreeing on shared standards for how a tokenized asset is represented, transferred, and reconciled across different chains. That coordination is the hard part. Tokenizing an asset is straightforward. Getting a market maker, a custodian, an asset manager, and a bank to agree on the same settlement logic, so a trade clears the same way every time, is where earlier efforts stalled. A live multi-firm trial exists to find those breakpoints before real money runs through them. The report frames the exercise as testing assets across blockchain networks, which points at interoperability rather than a single chosen chain. Wall Street has spent years avoiding a bet on any one network. A cross-chain trial lets participants keep that optionality while still measuring whether settlement holds up. Tokenized funds already exist, but the money stays parked. The trial lands against a backdrop where tokenized products are live but underused. Wall Street holds roughly $7 billion in tokenized funds, yet under 1% of that has moved into DeFi. The tokens exist. The on-chain activity around them mostly does not. That gap is the real test for this trial. Issuing a token is proven. Making it trade, settle, and interconnect at institutional volume is not. If nearly 40 firms can demonstrate reliable settlement across networks, the tokenized fund balance stops being a static number on a balance sheet and starts behaving like a tradable market. The infrastructure build-out is already visible elsewhere. The NYSE is building an on-chain settlement platform for tokenized securities. And the XRP ledger is targeting hundreds of millions in tokenized Wall Street assets through recent amendments. A trial among the largest trading firms fits the same direction. Settlement layers first, liquidity later. Crypto prices stay flat while the plumbing changes. The market reaction has been muted. As of August 13, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $63,379, down 0.7% on the day, and Ethereum sits around $1,875, off 0.5%. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index reads 37 in fear territory. Tokenization headlines rarely move spot prices because the assets being tokenized are equities, bonds, and funds, not the tokens traders speculate on. The longer-term consequence is structural. If institutional settlement standardizes on blockchain rails, the same infrastructure that clears a tokenized bond can clear a stablecoin payment or settle a card transaction. That is where the retail edge eventually shows up. Payment networks are already moving in that direction, with MasterCard's $1.8 billion purchase of stablecoin firm BVNK and a wave of stablecoin-based crypto card programs settling in USDC and USDT. For now, the trial is a test, not a launch. No firm in the group has committed to migrating live order flow onto these rails, and Bloomberg did not report a timeline. A test involving JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Citadel Securities at once is still the most concrete signal yet that the incumbents are treating tokenized settlement as infrastructure they intend to own, not a threat to wait out.